The city of Akron has 24 neighborhoods. Each one is captured in a new photography exhibit called 24. On this week's State of the Arts, I talk with people behind the camera about what it means to see Akron through a lens. It's opening night for the newest exhibit at Summit Art Space in Akron. Photos of all shapes and sizes fill the walls. From a panorama of the inside of the Civic Theater to a shot of the demolition of what was once Rolling Acres Mall, photos from each of the city's 24 neighborhoods hang side by side.
Everyone has an interest in their own neighborhood because it really is about just giving a damn, you know? That's what builds momentum in a city.
Akron-based photographer Shane Wynn curated the show. She says a mix of amateur and professional photographers took the 30-plus photos on the walls, and the thing that unites them all is the emotional connection to the city.
It could be the most beautifully technical picture you've ever seen in your life, and I can absolutely not care about it at all.
One photo in the exhibit from Akron's Middlebury neighborhood shows kids playing in a homemade swimming pool on a warm summer day.
You know, and that's like more the positive side that you'd like to think of, the sunny side of the city.
Other photos show the less glamorous sides of Akron.
But then also you have represented like some of the blight and some of the issues that we have here with poverty and with trash and with distressed areas.
Photographer Janine Ray has two photos in the show.
This is quite a feat for me. I'm a late in life photographer. Just getting started about 4 years ago.
Both her shots capture candid moments in the city's downtown. One shows children carefully painting a bright mural at a summer festival. The other photo is of an Akron police officer helping install a large chalkboard menu on the side of a Swenson's food truck.
I just noticed the officer helping him put the sign up, and I thought, you know, it's kind of what Akron's all about, helping each other and the neighborhood.
And what could be more Akron than Swenson's?
Exactly. Exactly.
Across the gallery, photographer Adam Bernard is standing in front of his photo. It's an early morning view of a gas station in West Akron. He says he got a sudden bolt of inspiration while driving down the highway.
There was this glare, this beaming glare of the sun coming up, and I'm like, I gotta get that light. I gotta capture the light.
He says the scene itself isn't remarkable, but it captures the kind of magic of his hometown.
There's a connection, and it could be a neighborhood you like, a neighborhood you don't like, because it is home.
The exhibit actually has two parts. Off to the side of the main gallery, Shane Wynn, who put together the show, also has a display of her own photos. Floor-to-ceiling montages show not only scenes from Akron's neighborhoods, but her own 24 years behind the camera.
Obviously, if you look at this room, it looks like someone vomited Akron.
In a good way.
Right.
She says she had to comb through decades of work shooting for publication after publication, starting at the Book Delight at the University of Akron.
And then I worked for the West Side Leader, and then Akron Life Magazine, Edible Cleveland Magazine, Cleveland.com, Crane's Business Magazine in Cleveland and in Akron, Medina Women's Journal, The Devil's Strip, View Magazine for Akron Art Museum, and some others. Oh, and I got one picture in Rolling Stone. I like to throw that in just for fun.
But in the end, she chose about 100 shots for her portion of the show and says she can remember taking nearly every one.
And I know what my favorites are, and they probably differ from anyone else, but they really kind of popped out at me. And also I have interest in keeping it diverse and representing like different pockets and make sure that the marginalized populations that aren't usually represented are represented, because that's important to me in all of my work.
There's a life-size woman in full roller derby gear positioned in front of a bright yellow background. There's a shot of a small boy holding a huge cutout of LeBron James's face during the 2016 Cavaliers championship celebration in Akron. And taking up one entire wall is a crisp photo of the city taken from the very top of the Huntington Bank building. To Shane Wynn and the other photographers in the show, the photos on these walls are more than just pictures. They capture the essence of the Rubber City. For this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.